that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now, these people over there in Korea, their faith wasn't standing in man. Some men from America come over there and told us about Jesus. No demonstration of the Spirit's power. Nothing's going on. Nobody got healed. No miracles happened. They believe like, yeah, they was pretty decent guys and all that stuff. And they wasn't trying to take the girls out and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, they might have been a little different, but what's the big deal? But when you walk in a demonstration of the Spirit's power, when the Holy Ghost shows up and people get healed, blind eyes get opened or deaf ears unstopped and all these things, that gets people's attention.
Amen.
You know it? Praise the King. Glory. Boy, I'm telling you, that's just like these DVDs that we've made with all these testimonies. This gentleman up here on the front, he listened to Ray Martinez's testimony. He said from, 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon till 10 o'clock last night, this gentleman had a stroke. Well, Ray Martinez had a stroke. Ray Martinez got healed. And that's why he's here today. He wants to get healed. And so he come to a place where Jesus shows up. Because, the thing about it is, if you go somewhere, even to church, and they don't teach you the consequences of sin, and most of them don't teach that. Although I tried my best to teach that to Ray Martinez, but Ray wouldn't listen. I tried to tell him what was going to happen. He wouldn't listen. But let me tell you, when he got the switch and he had a stroke, he's ready to listen.
Amen.
Isn't it amazing how it made a difference? And then Ray decided, hey, Thurman told me this is going to happen to me if I didn't straighten my act up. He's telling me what if I straighten my act up, what God will do. I'm going to believe him now. He straightened his act up and he got healed. It took 6 or 8 months. Today, Ray Martinez is completely healed.
Amen.
But is he a good boy today?
Yes,
he is. He's a good boy.
Amen.
It's like me and you, Ernest. We know, don't we?
Yes,
we're going to walk holy before the King.
Yes,
I guarantee you. I ain't going to get off on no tangent.
Yes,
Dave either. Dave's over saying, no, I ain't going with him either. I'm going to walk holy before God. Walk in love.
Yes.
Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princesses of the world that come to naught. Now, who are the princesses of this world? Satan and his host of demons. Next couple of verses. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world under our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. Because look what it says. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Who crucified the Lord of glory? Satan and his host of demons. How did he do it? Through people.
Yes, sir.
Demons were in people. Physical people picked him up, put him on the cross, beat him. But it was demons in those men that did this to Jesus. They hated him.
Amen.
The battle was going on in the spirit realm, not in the physical realm. The battle was being fought in the spirit world. Jesus came to defeat the enemy. He come to reclaim the earth.
Amen.
That he had given to man thousands of years ago. And man, in their stupidity, gave it.
Amen.
To the spirit of this world, Satan. And he became the prince of the power of the air. Now the battle has to be fought to bring this thing back.
Amen.
To the King.
Yes.
I mean, if he give it to man, he can't come down and take it away. In other words, Ernest, if I were to give you a new home, if I was a man of means, and I give you a new home and a beautiful one, and it was perfect, and you decided to just tear it up or burn it down, if I give it to you, what could I say about it?
You couldn't say anything.
I couldn't say a thing. I give it to you, didn't
right.
I? Now, did I give it to you with strings attached? Okay, I'm going to give it to you, but you got to take care of it. You can't change this, can't repaint it.
Oh,
and that's a whole different deal.
Yeah.
But if I just say, here it is, or here's the title, it's yours. You can do anything you want to with it.
Dang.
Now, you can either take care of it and live in it for a long time, or you can go out there and set the beast on fire. And that's what we did to the earth.
Amen.
We gave the earth away. God gave it to us free with no strings attached. And we come along and gave this thing to the devil. And we became his subjects. And he became the god of this world. And he became the prince of the power of the air of this world. And so the battle had to rage in the spiritual heavenlies to get this thing back. Well, Jesus won that battle. Because whenever See, how did they do this? Whenever they killed him, did they have any legal claim to him?
No.
Had he sinned?
No,
no, not at all. Satan said, I'm going to make him sin. And he tried. I mean, when Jesus was there praying in the garden, the pressures of hell was upon him. What was coming out of his skin?
Blood.
Drops of blood. You know, have you ever been under such pressure when you sweated drops of water? Yeah, but I never been to the point yet where I sweated drops of blood. But boy, the demons were trying to get him to sin. He would not yield to them. Under no conditions would he yield. So Satan, I can see it now. He backed off after that and he said, okay, I can't make him sin. So he said, kill him anyway. Can't you just see Satan backing off and saying that? Go ahead and kill him. He's a man. I have legal claim to the earth, so just kill him. And so the princes of this world in the people begin to move on people's minds. And this man that did nothing but good, what has he done wrong? Kill him, crucify him. I mean, but all he's done is good. Heal the sick. Kill him, crucify him. Who's screaming out of the mouths of those people?
Demons.
That's right. The princesses of this world. Did they know what they was doing? No. They didn't have a clue. Right here, the mystery is talking about that right there. They had no idea what they were doing. If they had known that when they killed this innocent man, now that if you kill an innocent man on earth today, what have you just done to yourself? You go into prison. You may be killed yourself, right? You might have just forfeited your life. You don't have the right to kill an innocent man. I mean, I don't care how much you don't like me. You can't. Your freedom ends where my nose begins. You know, you can't go beyond that. If you do, you know, you've broken the law, right, Ernest?
Yes, sir.
I mean, somebody said, I don't like this guy. I hate this guy, but I'm going to get him.
Oh,
if they lay a hand on you, they're in trouble, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you ain't done nothing wrong. No, you ain't done nothing wrong. I mean, they can't help you just because they don't like mine or your looks. But that's what these devils did. And they killed him. And when they killed him, then he had won the battle. Because if they had have known what they were doing, this wisdom, this knowledge was a hidden treasure that God had so hidden from the demons of hell. They had no idea what they were doing when they crucified the Son of Glory. If they had have known, they wouldn't have done it. Satan said, oh, no, I'm smarter than that. If God had said, okay, go ahead and kill him. If you kill him, you're going to be killing an innocent man. And then I'm going to have your hide. And the devil said, oh, I ain't going there. You know, I'm smarter than that. But he kept this well hidden. And since he kept it well hidden, when Satan did kill him, he had no claim to him. So he forfeited his right and his dominion over the earth to Jesus. And Jesus became, I have been given all power in heaven and in earth. Oh, is that good news? Our King now has all power in heaven and on earth. And he delegated that to you and me in his name. This is some of these spiritual blessings. Just like when these young men, they went over there in Korea and they used those spiritual blessings that rightfully belonged to them. And they took the name of their king and they spoke and the king healed that little Korean girl. I mean, that little Buddhist girl that the devil had claimed to her. They got her healed. They got her tongue loose, got her ears unstopped. They got her arm fixed, her side fixed. And they got that little girl totally healed from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. And a little girl that couldn't hear or talk or hardly do anything is running up and down the street screaming about Jesus. Does that make your life worth living? That makes your life worth living, doesn't it? But see, God wants to do those kind of good things. But you can't find very many men like that. You can't find very many of them. They're not around. Now then, verse 9 and 10. But as it is written, oh, you hear, I have heard some of our presidents quote this verse 9. I've heard pastors quote verse 9. I've heard pastors' wives quote verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, Neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him.
Wow.
One of the pastors I used to have, his wife, I heard her quote that I don't know how many times. One day I said, ma'am, you have any idea what that next verse says?
That's right.
No. I said, that's what I thought. I said, that tells me exactly where you live, in the flesh. You know, if you know that verse, I heard President Clinton quote that verse. But I guarantee he didn't know what the next verse said. Because he don't walk in the Spirit of God. But there ain't many of our presidents that walk in the Spirit of God. I'm not sure we have one. Or I'm not sure we've had one for a long time that's walked there. But it says, but God has revealed these things unto us, His sons, by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now, do you want to know what God's doing? Become a son of God.
Amen.
Begin to seek Him out in His Word. And sure, eye hasn't seen these spiritual blessings. Ear hadn't heard these spiritual blessings. But in your heart, your spirit man, God will reveal these mighty things to you so you can be used mightily for His kingdom. Now, what if you're not willing to walk in that obedience? He ain't going to reveal them to you. He's not going to let somebody that wants to walk in sin be able to go out and do great things in His name. That's just virtually is not going to happen. It could happen, but it ain't going to happen very much. As a rule, when people's doing things in the name of Jesus, He wants those people to be men and women of integrity. He don't want to find these boys that was over there in Korea that laid hands on a little girl and got her healed, and tomorrow they're trying to figure out how to take her to bed. You know what I mean? You know, when I went to Korea, most of the boys that went to me, that's the only thing they had on their mind. Let's go downtown, find one of these girls we can sleep with. Isn't that amazing? You know, you guys are over there with a bunch of them too, right?
Bunch of them.
Yeah. There's very few of us want to tell people about Jesus. There's a whole bunch of us want to live in some kind of sin.
Right.
You know, if they wasn't living in sin, they're trying to figure out a way to steal something over there.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.